Firm Foundations, Testimony Building Stories. Keeping my tractor on track. My father sat next to me in the cramped cab as I pulled a plow behind the tractor to create furrows that would guide the water evenly through the field. Corrugating takes a long time, and the lines have to be perfectly straight. Craning my neck to see out the back window, I could already see my line was curving. I didn't know what to do. If I corrected, the field would have a series of S lines. If I let the curve continue, it would slowly become more pronounced. The water would never make it across the field, and much of the crop would quickly wither and die. Pointing my tractor at the correct angle, my father told me to line up two shapes on the horizon with the tractor's hood. He told me to make sure the three points overlapped from my point of view. As long as I kept those three points lined up, the tractor moved in a straight line. After three hot days in the field, I gazed out over my finished work. Rows of straight lines met my eyes. When the field was completely corrugated and sown, the water flowed evenly across it. The alfalfa seeds would grow tall, strong, and green. Just like I needed to align three points to create straight lines, we need to align ourselves with those things that are right. As we do so, we will point ourselves in the direction of the Savior, and we will have access to living water. Heather W., Utah, USA.
Pressure made me not want to serve. As a youth, I wasn't planning on serving a mission, but people constantly bugged me about going. They reminded me that the Lord expected me to go. Those telling me to go on a mission meant well, but the pressure made me not want to go. One day, the local missionaries had an emergency. As a result, a missionary would be left alone for the day. I was asked to stay with him until his new companion arrived. That night, after we had prayed and prepared for bed, my companion asked me if I was thinking about serving a mission. I told him no. He replied, "When you feel like you should do it, then do it." In other words, if the Holy Ghost prompted me to serve, I should go. I didn't feel any pressure when he spoke, but I did feel the Spirit. The missionary's words stayed with me and eventually helped me to find a job and save money for a mission. On my mission, I developed a special closeness with Heavenly Father. I learned that when the Holy Ghost tells us it's time to do something, we need to do it. Leonardo Z., Argentina.
Hit the brakes. One night, my friends and I piled into my minivan to go out to eat. All of us had a wonderful time hanging out. After a few hours, it was time to head home. When I put the key in the ignition, a thought popped into my head. Let John drive. I thought that was weird, because I never let anyone else drive my van, so I ignored it. I started the van. The thought came again. Let John drive. I decided to listen. I stopped the van and gave the keys to my friend John. A few minutes later, we hit a huge patch of water. Water shot up the sides of the van. I grabbed my seat. The van started to hydroplane. I was terrified. My friends shouted, "Hit the brakes, John! Hit the brakes!" If I had been driving, I would have listened to them. But John knew what to do. Instead of slamming on the brakes and making us spin out of control, John coasted through the water until we hit dry ground again. I'm so grateful that I listened to the quiet prompting of the Holy Ghost. Because I did, we all made it home safely. Chantel S., Utah, USA.
Sidebars. Centering our lives in Jesus Christ and His gospel will bring stability and happiness to our lives. Elder Richard J. Maines of the 70, October 2015, General Conference. How can we align our lives in Christ? 1. Prioritize our time. When we put spiritual things before temporal things, we will be blessed to have the time to do the things we need to. 2. Serve others. As we focus on others, we feel God's love and become more Christ-like. 3. Keep the commandments. When we do what God asks us to, we can align our path with His.
End of Firm Foundations. Read by Eden Reinwand, Caleb Johnson, Crystal Johnson, Jonah Brooks, and Lindsay Hepworth.